Blog Talk Radio.
New Colgate Total helps you keep your whole mouth healthy. With advanced technology, it now provides more benefits than it ever has before. It provides excellent protection from plaque and gingivitis, stains, tartar, and cavities. Plus, it now offers new benefits. It instantly neutralizes odors associated with bad breath. It seals the root cause of sensitivity for long-lasting relief with all variants. And it now seeks and fights bacteria for enamel protection. Breakthrough technology for more benefits than ever before. New Colgate Total.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy. Lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe. But she knows she can fly away.
Everyone, welcome to Gems with Genesis Amaris Camp Show, being brought to you live from Lagos, Nigeria, Blog Talk Radio in association with Looking Glass Entertainment. We are on air now. You can dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation, being brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Tonight's topic is be intentional to a purposeful and mission-driven life. And the theme is ignition, flames. What fuels you? What ignites your flames? What lights you up? What sparks those sparklers? But before we go in deeper, I want to take a moment of silence in honor of my grandmother that passed yesterday. And I want to be grateful for the life that she lived while here on earth. I want to be thankful for the amount of time that I got to spend with her. And now that she has departed earth to go to her rightful place in the heavenly realm, I salute her and I will always remember her for being a part of my life. Because if it wasn't for her, my dad wouldn't have been born. And now I have two guardian angels up in the heavenly realms, 9 months apart from each other. My dad gained his angel wings November 25th, 2020, and yesterday my grandmother gave hers. So without further ado, we're going to go into tonight's segment, which is about purpose and how we are really living our life on purpose while we're here on earth. Because there's so many times when we may not know what our purpose is. We may be going through the motions. We may be living and we may just be existing when in actuality we're called to do more. So I ask you tonight, do you know what your purpose is? If so, how are you living a purposeful life? Remember that actions speak louder than words, but we have to be mindful of how you are carrying yourself because you are a reflection of your king. And if you're not upholding yourself in a positive manner, how do you expect the outward and the external factors to view you? Although, you know, some people cast judgments because they see the outward, but they don't realize the inward. But rest assured, we have to give ourselves grace and mercy and realize that we are all imperfect people trying to become a better version of ourselves on a daily basis. So let's go a little bit deeper. If you sow great seeds, you reap great results. If you plant excellent seeds, you reap an abundant harvest. So what type of seeds are you sowing in your life and into this earth? And are you allowing those seeds time to really cultivate and take root so you can walk into that harvest? Think about that for a moment. Marinate in it and let it usher in. When I think about purpose is different for me than it may be for somebody else. But it's what I was born to do, what I was placed on earth to do. What am I doing with the amount of time while I'm here on earth before I get called home to do the rest of my work in a spiritual being? Because right now, my body is operating as a vehicle, and I'm a vessel for God. But that vehicle is trying to take me on to the next level and dimension. So in Romans 8 and 28, in the New Living Translation, it says, "And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them." I don't want to confuse this for anyone because I'd rather be more spiritual than religious, because whenever you are tied to certain religion beliefs, there are certain people that will look at you a certain way if you do something that's unorthodox or that's out of pocket. So when I tell people I'm non-denominational, but I'm a believer, what does that mean? I believe what the Word of God says about me. I believe what my Heavenly Father speaks to me and how he downloads into me. And I also know that there are going to be times where I do mess up, where I have slips, trips, and falls, but I have to give myself mercy and grace just like he gives me mercy and grace, and he forgives me over and over. But then when he forgives me, he wants me to do better. He doesn't want me to keep repeating the same old things. So in Romans 12 and 2, it says, "Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think." So it's personal. So whenever you're going through a transformation, you're going through seeing things at a different vantage point. You're beginning to have those aha moments because the way you used to move doesn't fit suit to where you are now, and you're being called up higher. Let's go a little deeper. It says, then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. So that's all a part of being purpose and living out our purpose. And if he knew what our purpose was before he created you, don't you think that he is sovereign to ensure that we fulfill our purpose while we're here on earth? Yes, we go through trials and tribulations. We go through things in life that suck. But how do we react to those things? Do we react out of bitterness? Do we react out of envy, out of greed, out of pride, out of ego? Do we react in the human way, or do we take time to really analyze, why am I going through this? Is it happening to me? Is it happening for me? And how can I flip the script based on what I'm going through? So for those of you who are just tuning in, we are on air live from Lagos. You can dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation being brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Tonight's topic is Be Intentional to a Purposeful and Mission-Driven Life, and our theme is ignition, flames. What fuels you? What ignites your flames? What lights you up? What sparks those sparklers? So once again, dial in because I want to hear your voice on air, and I want to know, are you living on purpose? Do you know what your purpose is? And are you being called to a higher mission, a highest purpose, and a higher calling? And what does that look like? Because what it looks like for you may look totally different than your mother, your father, your brother, your sisters, your aunts, your uncles, your cousins. And you know what? You get the point. But I just really wanted to impart that to you. Remember, give yourself grace and mercy, because we're all here passing through this land for a period of time. Another vantage point of purpose is, what were you born to do? Something that brings you peace, love, joy, and it comes naturally. You are doing something to help others and build legacy while leaving an imprint and impact here on earth. That's a part of your purpose. That's a part of your calling. So never dismiss small beginnings. Never dismiss whenever you do something wrong. Learn from the mistakes. Learn from the failures and begin to build upon them. So just think about that and let that marinate. So let's go a little deeper here. When you think about being intentional, what comes to mind? I'm going to pause for that right here because we have caller 1 on the line. Caller 1, please state your first and last name. Tell me where you're calling in from. And tonight's topic is Be Intentional to a Purposeful and Mission-Driven Life. Welcome, caller 1.
Hi. Peace and blessings, Sister Jim.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in. Is this Sister Bessie?
Yes, sweetheart. You know I'm loving you. You know I called you an old soul.
So,
I just think you're just, yes.
No, go ahead, because I want to ask you fire questions.
Okay. Yes, I just think you're so wonderful, and I enjoy listening to you. And I was calling in to answer your question because many of us have a gift, and our gifts are different on this plane of existence. And for me, I did not know I had a gift. The only gift that I had that I realized later on in life was my voice, the wisdom and the intelligence that I had. And I didn't know that. Others had to tell me in order for me to understand that. And now my purpose is to enlighten people, to give them wisdom, and to know that the Most High loves them, and that we are fighters when we are born on this plane of existence. And the enemy wants to stop you, but you cannot let the enemy stop you. You got to continue doing your purpose on this plane of existence once you know that it is. So you cannot let anyone, anything stop you from doing your purpose.
I'm so full that you said that, because that is so true. Because sometimes I feel like people, whenever they get discord or they're faced with disalignment, they feel like it's time for them to tap out, when in actuality, it's time for you to tap in and know that as long as you're living and breathing, you still have your purpose to fulfill. And no matter what somebody says about you, don't let that person discount or discredit your gifts, your talents, your vision, and your purpose, because at the end of the day, you're who your father says you are. You're not who man or woman says you are. These labels come and go, but I'd rather have a right relationship vertically than to have my relationship horizontally jacked up and all over the place. So thank
That's
you so
right.
much for sharing that.
Thank you, sweetheart. I'm loving you, and I continue to listen. Did you have a question for me?
Yes, Sister Bessie. I want you to tell the listeners when your next show is and let them know the name of your show.
Well, you know, I'm Sister Bessie the Truther. A lot of things that I've said in the past have come true. So I will be my controversial self on September the 10th. And I hope and I look forward to people listening. And thank you so much for just who you are, sweetheart. You're a lovely person.
Thank you so much. We're going to head on over to our next track. You just heard the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee, Sister Bessie the Truther. So, DJ, hit that next track.
I don't do the most, but I do a lot. I'ma make a toast, cause we still alive. No big, I feel like Pac. I shoot a shot. I'm coming in hot.
I bring the fire, but you never seen her. I testify, I don't need a subpoena. They want my soul, better go to Korea. I love my dog just like I'm Peter. Gotta protect him, I made the call, it was just like I'm reffing. I know we left, yeah, now we back together, but I guess that is better now, later than never. Like, what's happening? I'ma need y'all, quit asking when. Me and my wife gon' have some kids. Right now we just practicing. Practicing. Teacher said quit rapping, man. That gon' hurt my average. I said, thank God I ain't average. Yeah, I'm a bright young man. Kill the GPA,
GPA.
And the BPM.
BPM.
Look, we on. So say what you say, cause that's A with Lecrae. From the A train to the A, I'm coming in.
I don't do the most, but I do a lot. I'ma make a toast, cause we still alive. No big, I feel like Pac. I shoot a shot. I'm coming in.
Coming in.
Wake 'em up, wake 'em up, wake
Wake them up. See them still sleeping, so I had to shake them up. I kept it too real. Yeah. I wasn't faking up.
No.
My real life was a headline. Your real life got a deadline. My timeline was a hashtag. Your timeline just a hate crime. Coming in hot. Feeling like pop. Back in I-4 when it took 5 shots. Too much drive to ride your wave. Ditch my top and I'm off that lot. Black on black on black on black on black on black on black. You don't have to ball a rap to get them racks on racks. Uber poolers trying to catch my vibe and find my way. Yeah, I know I'm ratchet, but I'm really safe. Hot sauce dripping. Everybody want to start dipping. First nobody want to listen. Now everybody pay attention. Now everybody pay fee. Even Trump got to take a knee. When the horn blow, y'all gonna see. Make the wall fall down like, yee. I don't do the most, but I do a lot. I'ma make a toast, cause we still alive. No big, I feel like Pac. I shoot the shot. I'm coming in hot.
Coming in hot. Shoot that shot.
Welcome back, listeners. You just heard Andy, Mineo, and Lecrae coming in hot because tonight is all about being intentional to a purposeful and mission-driven life. Ignition and flames. What fuels you? What ignites your flames? What lights you up? What sparks those sparklers? And now we're going to head on over to caller 2 in the queue. And for those of you who are just joining in, you could dial in at 516-453-9133 and hit numero uno, that's one, y'all, to join the conversation being brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Caller 2, you're online with Genesis Amaris Kemp. State your name and let me know where you're calling from and how is this conversation resonating with you.
Hi, this is Dr.
Hello. Caller 2.
All right, caller, you there?
Hi.
We can hear you. Go ahead and speak, please.
Hi, this is Dr. Kimia Nehru-Dennis. I'm in the United States of America in Baltimore City, Maryland. And I appreciate your show and what you're doing. And I really appreciate the way that you allow us to use our voices, similar to how you use your voice and your work. So I am an activist, a criminologist and sociologist, and an educator, and I'm founder of 365 Diversity, so people can check me out at com. And I do local, national, and international work that's based in Pan-Africanism and pro-blackness to address changing schools, changing medical and health services, and changing other aspects of black people's lives. So I really appreciate you very much.
So, Dr. Kimia, thank you so much for calling in. And I want to ask you this question. As you are on your incredible work and journey, how do you ensure you're being intentional to your purposeful and mission-driven life?
So I know I'm being intentional when I am able to handle the naysayers and the people who love theoretical equity and justice, but when you demand real changes, they get under the attack. So that's how I just know that I'm deliberate and intentional, because I just know that most people are not going to agree and most people don't want real changes. And that's locally, nationally, around the world. And I can't go based on making everyone smile and everyone in agreement. So I just keep going.
Thank you so much for sharing that, and thank you for the work that you're doing on the forefront as well as behind the scenes to really bridge the gap and, you know, call out things that really need to be called out and get people to see things from a different vantage and focal point. So I really want to thank you again for calling in as well as plugging your information so those who resonate can definitely connect with you.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. I hope you have a great evening. So for those of you who are just tuning in, your voice can be heard on these airwaves by dialing in at 516-453-9133 and pressing 1 to join the conversation being brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. We are live all the way from Lagos, Blog Talk Radio in association. So let's jump back into this fire-filled topic tonight. So when you think about being intentional, ask yourself, what comes to mind? Make this personal, because as you begin to really tap into who you are personally and you do that inward work, then it's going to reflect outwardly and it's also going to translate over into your professional life. Are you doing it from a loving place, from a place of authenticity, from a place to promote and accelerate, and overall a place of love and peace to build effectively as we have all been equipped to complete a set mission? And now think about mission driven. If you think about playing a video game, in order to get to the next level in the video game, you must complete the level that you're at. You must pass the task that you're given. You must unlock certain things in that video game in order for you to elevate to the next level. So think about that now in your personal life. In order to get to new heights, new levels, new dimensions, you have to go through a test, and you have to pass that test in order to see that elevation. Anything in life that we want, it takes work, and it takes you putting in that persistence, being consistent, being resilient, and having that drive, that tenacity and willpower to go after what you want. Nothing is just going to sit down and pop in your lap or be given to you on a silver platter. You have to put in the work. So when you think about mission-driven, remember that in order for a mission to complete all levels and tasks, within that, you have to check off those things. Think about it. For example, well, let me hold that thought because we have our next caller in the queue. Caller 3, you are on air live with Genesis Amaris Camp. Please state your name and where you're calling from. Once again, tonight's topic is be intentional to a purposeful and mission-driven life. And the theme is ignition and flames. What fuels you? What ignites your flames? Caller 3, welcome.
Hello, Genesis. It's Terrain from Behind the Shades here. How are you doing tonight?
I am doing well, Terrain. How are you?
And well, many blessings to everything that you're doing and many blessings to your grandmother who has earned her heavenly wings, my friend.
Thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. So, Terrain, from Behind the Shades, I want you to expound on how are you being intentional when it comes to your purposeful and mission-driven life? What fuels you? And what sparks those sparklers in your world?
I would say one of the ways I'm being intentional is the fuel of the people. The people that I've reached, the conversations I've had with people like you, the everyday work of inspiring others. I feel that we're all a vessel. And for those who are religious, for those who are spiritual, for those who are even secular, we all find our purpose in this life to do what makes others happy, because I feel that everyone is put on this earth to accomplish something. Some people are good at painting a picture. Some people are good at building a house. And some people are good at just having conversations like this. So this is what I feel that I am here for, because I feel that through my experience and through my conversations with others, I can give people what a lot of us feel that we don't have today, and that is a voice, and that is hope.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Terrain. And I love the mission behind your Behind the Shades. Can you share a little bit more on how you're using Behind the Shades to ignite the flames in other people?
Absolutely. So part of what I do with my podcast, with my show, is that I take the experiences of others, it's either people who are going through something in a relationship, people are looking to find a relationship, people who just want to speak about some of the pitfalls that they're experiencing. So what I do is I give people an outlet. I try to be that counselor that's free of charge, you know, because everyone doesn't have maybe the resources to go through that. But I feel that I'm that shoulder to cry on at times. I'm that shoulder to help yourself up. So that's what I try to do with my show, just to make sure that everyone is heard, everyone is understood, and most importantly, everyone can speak and own their truth.
Thank you so much, Terrain, and thank you for sharing a little bit more about your mission from Behind the Shades. And I want to thank you so much for giving others their flowers while they're able to bloom. Thank you again. I'm going to head on over to the track, and we will definitely be in connections. Thank you again. Keep doing amazing work out in the community. So the track is next, and it's being brought to you by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame disc jockey in Shriney, Honeybee Olasky. Hit that beat, DJ.
Standing in your ruins feels a lot like the end. So used to losing, you're afraid to try again. Right now all you see are ashes. You're not forgotten, 'cause grace knows your name.
God's not done with you,
even with your broken heart and your wounds and your scars.
God's not done with you,
even when you're lost and it's hard and you're falling apart.
God's not done with you,
it's not over, it's only begun. So don't hide, don't run, 'cause God's not done with you.
Wow, powerful song by Tarin Wells. It's called God's Not Done With You. And I feel like we're in a season where we have to remember that as long as we woke up today, we hit the reset button and we got another day to get it right. For those of you who are just tuning in, we are on air live from Lagos. You could dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation being brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. But without further ado, we're going to hop to caller 4 in the queue. Caller 4, please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, how you doing?
I am doing well. How are you doing, sir?
I'm all right. This your boy Linwood Michi, aka Young Truth, one of ONE's finest, part of the dynasty family, part of the history. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming from rocking with the best with Linwood Michi and Merc City. I was the host of Merc City for a while. You know, I'm just getting back to the scene, just touching down. I went through some things, you know, I've been gone for 9 months. I'm just getting back to the scene, just getting back out. And, you know, I'm calling in to show some support, you know, show my love, let y'all know, you know, I like I said, I'm part of the family, you know. I'm DJ O's, one of DJ O's best hosts, you know, not to be bragging, I ain't bragging, but, you know, I did it, you know, I did my thing. I'm a poet.
Okay.
I'm a freestyle artist. You know, and I'm one of the best that I've ever heard and that anyone else has ever heard. I got many records with ONE. Go ahead.
So question, tonight's topic is be intentional to a purposeful and mission-driven life. So I want to ask you, how are you living your life purposeful and what is your mission? What fuels you and what ignites your flames?
So, you know, like I said, I went through a lot. I've been going through a lot, you know, and I lost my way for a minute. And I can admit that. And now, you know, I got two little girls in this world, you know, and I lost my way for a minute, but I had to regain myself. My purpose is through music, through rapping, through poetry, and I gain my followers by that, but I also teach, you know what I'm saying, the life that I led, the type of life that I led in the past is not the life to lead, you know. So, like,
mm-hmm.
I got a nonprofit organization I'm trying to start up. It's called Spire Foundation, Stand Together and Rise Stronger, you know. And what I want to do is I want to bring together all of the young people from different backgrounds, different races, ethnicities, and everything, and bring them together and show them, like, you know what I'm saying, you ain't got to be in the streets, you ain't got to live a life that you think is cool, you know, because that's what I did. I led the life that I thought was cool. I took off to things that wasn't really good for me. It wasn't healthy for me, especially not with my time on this planet. So, you know, just listen to this show tonight, you know, the last song just touched me, you know. That God not finished with you, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I had to realize that. I'm 32 now, and from what I've been through, I've been kidnapped, I've had my neck cut open, I've been stabbed, I've been shot, you know what I'm saying? I've been to prison, you know, and it's like I got a story and I got a struggle that I've been through, but I don't want to see nobody else have to go through that. If I can, if I can help them avoid that, then that's what I intend to do, you know. So I'm gonna do that with my music, you know. I'm about to push myself with my music, get it out there. I got talent with it. So if I can share this with the world and bring people into this embracement that I'm trying to grasp a hold to, then we can make a better way for a few. It starts with a few. I can't change
exactly.
Everybody, but I can start with some, you know.
So, Linwood, I just love what you shared and what you poured out, because your past does not depict your future. And as you said, you were touched by the song, Tarin Wells, God's Not Done With You Yet. And you mentioned that you're a poet. Do you have a quick piece that you could recite? Or can you just flow flow with something off the top of your head and let us know how he uses you to articulate and put words into a way that they flow, where your flow impacts and imprints the people that are listening to this radio segment tonight.
I wasn't really prepared for it, but I do have a piece I could share with y'all. I'm going to give y'all one of my classics, you know what I'm saying? It's not necessarily related to this topic, but it is about love, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, is it clean? Is it clean because the show is PG?
It's clean.
Okay.
It's clean. All right. And go like this. Is it safe for me to say that you came and corrupted my brain? I feel ruptured with pain, from nothing to lose but something to gain. I feel cut off in Maine. Decapitation from aggravation. I'm levitating with aviation. I know you hurt in so many ways, so to this day I just hold my patience. But am I on a hopeless waiting list? Your lust is a gift, but your trust is a miss. I love your kiss. Compassion is unlashing behind the signs that you give. I'm blind just a bit, but when you're in my presence, my mind can't just sit and think straight. Nah, he just race and race, but at a slower rate. I can't control the pace, see, in my circle, in my circumference. I just don't know my place. I wonder if we were brought together by fate, or if what I'm feeling is fake, so I'm willing to wait. Unlike a diamond in the rough, you shine without being touched. You're special but not touched. I wonder if me trying would be enough. See, your past is such a drag that you show no signs of being loved, and your heart is so cold that your soul lost control. It's like the Titanic, it's just steadily sinking slow. See, in my mind, you're mine. My oh my, you're so divine. You keep me blown in the zone like I'm on Patron or I did a white line. I'm willing to fight for mine. That's why I'm trying to show you I can love you through every season. I can't afford to put you on the top floor of the Four Seasons, but I can make an apartment for like a castle to the point you never leave it. I'm just saying, please, believe it. See, you putting your trust in me is the goal I'm trying to achieve in. But it's like I'm climbing up an endless ladder to your soul, and I cannot reach it. But I keep reaching and reaching. But it's like a continent that's out of my region. I'm a king. You could be my queen. We could build us a kingdom. I mean, I'm just thinking. But it's truth in every word that I'm speaking. Like God giving me his message through the altar. Like God giving me his message through the priest that's at the altar and preaching, or the choir that's singing. See, I've been finding content in myself for falling in love with you. There's nothing I wouldn't give, and it ain't nothing I wouldn't do to be by your side till we die. That's right. I want to grow old with you. So, baby, trust me when I say I'm willing to just wait.
Wow, that was incredible, Linwood. Let's definitely connect offline, and because I think we could do some collaboration. But I'm going to go ahead and get the next caller. But for those of you who just listened to Linwood, he is the historic Linwood Mekki of the legendary Merc City Hip Hop program. And now we're going to take caller five. Caller five, please state your name and let me know where you're calling in from.
Hey, sweetheart, it's Jerry Petito, Jersey Jewel. How are you?
Hey, Jerry, I am doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I was just really touched by Linwood. I have to give him a shout out, okay?
Okay.
I am so happy to hear his voice. I love him, and I'm so happy he's coming back and he found his way, and I'm super proud of you, Linwood. I haven't stopped praying for you. I knew you'd be back, baby. You know what, Genesis, I want to read one of my poems, and I wanted to resonate for him as well. You know, 30 years ago, this past July, I celebrated 30 years. I laugh and say I was a dumbass 30 years ago, but now I'm a smartass because of my book. But what I do every night is I'm a recovery coach, a nutritional health coach, so I take calls, and that's what I do to give back. You know, God saved my life. And I give back by saving others. But I would like to read this poem for all of us, me, Linwood, everyone out there struggling right now. And it's called Put Down the Gun. And the gun could be anything that's destroying you. Okay?
Okay. And Jerry, the poem is clean, right?
Oh, all my poetry is clean.
Okay,
yes, that's
cool.
Absolutely super. Yes, God
Thank
is
you.
In all my poetry. And I love that you asked that because I say it to everyone, you know, keep it clean, you know. All right, here we go. Put down the gun. I had to have this purple gun just in case my life was done. I kept it safe locked in my room because I was filled with gloom and doom. Yes, there were times that I just knew if I loaded it up what I could do, but I kept on hearing that gentle voice, put down that gun, you have that choice. Life may seem hard at the end of the day, but that's when you need to really pray. Dear Father, I beg you to show me the truth. How can life be so bad when I'm only a youth? Get rid of that gun and go take a shower. Ask someone for help. You do have that power. So I just want to let everyone out there know that there's always someone listening. You don't have to feel alone. And, you know, Genesis, I love your topic tonight because I remember, and I came from a really good family, thank you, God, and I messed things up. And I remember 30 years ago thinking, you know, I couldn't do it anymore, and I almost pulled that trigger. And here I am helping others not to.
Wow, Jerry, thank you so much for sharing your poem, and thank you so much that you realized that you were still here for a purpose and that you did not pull that trigger, because now you're helping other men and women, young boys, old boys, and people all over the world by being a recovery coach, because had you not went through what you went through, you wouldn't have appreciated where you are now. So I really want to thank you so much, Jerry, for coming on here and just blessing us with your presence as well as sharing more about your background. So thank you again, Jerry.
Okay,
and
you're
for
welcome.
Those, thank you. For those of you who just heard Jerry, that was our International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee, Jerry Petito, also known as the Jersey Jewel. But we're going to head on over to caller six. But for those of you just tuning in, you could dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation being brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Caller six, you're on the line with Genesis Amaris Kemp.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, my name is Ricardo. I got a show on O&E. It's called Trenton Makes with Ricardo.
Awesome, Ricardo.
So I was listening to this. Oh, yeah, so I was listening to this show or whatever, and, you know, it's a good show. And I think some of the things that I do or whatever is just, like, kind of being self-aware. You know, I know you were saying something about being attentive, right?
Yes, being intentional about your purposeful.
Okay.
Yes, your purposeful and mission-driven life, and the theme is ignition and flames. What fuels you? What ignites your flames? What lights you up? And what sparks those sparklers in your life?
I could say that I was agreeing, especially with the young man that did a couple of, you know, that called to before Jerry. Just about losing your way, and sometimes, you know, you lose your way, and sometimes with losing your way, you can also find your way as well, find the new you. So I think losing yourself isn't always a bad thing, long as you come back to, you know, your foundation. So I think what fuels me or whatever is now, and I can say is my belief in God. I feel like that's my foundation. I feel like my faith is constantly, you know, being tested, of course, daily, but I'm constantly growing too. So I feel like, especially now with the world and all the things that's going on, like, you know, I personally don't watch the news every day, but I feel like if you watch the news and see everything that's going on in the world, sometimes you'll question, like, well, where is God? Because there's just so much craziness going on in the world. So I just feel like during this time, like, people should believe in God. They should believe in something other than themselves, because it's just so much crazy stuff going on in the world, from hurricanes to the COVID to just so much evilness in the world too, like people killing each other, all kind of crazy stuff. So I can know at the end of the day, you know, when maybe I didn't have the best day or things happened at work or, you know, or just, you know, having a little road rage on the road or something. You get what I mean? Like, I know I can always go back to my foundation, which
yeah.
is my belief in God.
And thank you so much for sharing that, Ricardo, because, yes, we are living in unprecedented times right now where there's so much division and chaos. We see it on social media. We see it on the news. Mm-hmm. We see it, you know, in our daily life. And it is hard sometimes when you see those things. And we are human beings. We begin to question certain things. Why this? Mm-hmm. Why that? But then we have to remind ourselves that, you know, sometimes we have to go through the fire and we have to, you know, really go through the trials and the tribulations in order to appreciate the light at the end of the tunnel, to really appreciate, you know, the message out of the mess, because there's always a mess in the message. And we have to really humble ourselves. And instead of looking out to people and things that may never be able to really help us, we have to look up until the hills where our help comes from, who can download over us, who can give us the wisdom, the knowledge, and the insight. Because sometimes our family members and our friends, they could give us wisdom and knowledge, but if they don't have the vision and they don't see what our heart sees and they don't understand where we are and where we're trying to go, then they could easily lead us astray. And it's no disrespect, discount or discredit to our family members and friends, because we love them dearly, but we have to understand when we're traveling at another level, when we're traveling at a new wavelength, we have to tap into our purpose, and our purpose is tied to our kingdom, and our kingdom is tied to the heavenly realm. So I really want to thank you so much for just calling in and just sharing your insight, because somebody needed to hear what you had to say. They needed to, you know, resonate with that. And we all have a voice, but it's like, what are we doing with our voice to help other people? Are we keeping it to ourselves, or are we putting it out there to light fires to other people and allow our light inside of us to illuminate and knock out the darkness?
Right. Can I say one more thing? I also wanted to say,
yes,
too, also for the young men or anybody that's out there, like, sometimes it's okay, like when you talked about the family thing, and sometimes you know, you could be going on a different path, right? I think it's okay sometimes to separate yourself, even from people that love you, because everybody that want what's best for you don't always know what's best for you. So I think in that time of maybe being lost or trying to come back to yourself, it's okay to separate yourself and, you know, let God do the pruning so you can get to that next level. So I know I had to do that, and I know that was difficult for me. But sometimes it's okay to separate yourself.
Thank you so much, and I want to thank you for adding that, because that is so true. Because, you know, just like times and seasons change, so must we as individuals. We have to go through the process where we're evolving. And sometimes you just have to learn how to love people from a balcony. You like them and you love them, but you can't be connected to them every day, all hours of the day, because, you know, if you stay with them, they're going to have you all discombobulated, out of sorts. And, you know, that's whenever, you know, the half holy, half hood comes out, and you're like, and then you're looking at yourself like, how did I get involved in this? But then ask yourself, who are you connected with? What are you allowing in your ear gate? What are you allowing in your eye gate? Do you need to change your vision and your focal point? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not saying that we are bigger and better than nobody. It's just saying that we're on a different journey, and we're being called to a different path. So if you think about the GPS system, you think about when it says rerouting, it reroutes you because it already knows that there's an incident up ahead that it's trying to prevent you from, whether it's a traffic delay, whether it's an accident, or et cetera. So God is our GPS. So whenever we have that gut instinct, that's part of the discernment. He's put in something inside of our spirit to let us know that, hey, I want you to try the spirit by the spirit. Or I want you to be keen not to go that way. I want you to be steadfast and immovable. I want you to stop and think before you act.
Wow, that's a word.
So thank you so much, Ricardo, for,
thank you,
know,
you. I appreciate it.
And let me know, when is your next show? Because you're part of the ONE Dynasty. Come on with it.
Absolutely, yeah. My next show is September 13th. I'm interviewing, her name is Liz, and is a mental health advocate, but the title is like Living with Bipolar. So a lot of my shows is we talk about, of course I have actors and stuff come on, and then also I just be trying to talk about like stuff that, you know, probably like I feel like in a black community we don't talk about like counseling and getting help, you know what I'm saying? So I try to talk about that type of stuff on my show, and then also talk about, you know, God and, you know, basically, you know, that's the source. So mental health, acting, and then at the end of the day, God, all of that. So just overall just becoming a better person. So that's what my show is be about.
Thank you so much, Ricardo.
Everybody.
Thank you. So you all just heard Ricardo. He's part of the ONE Dynasty family. He's another radio host here on these airwaves. So make sure you plug in with his show on September 13th. We're going to jump back into the conversation. For those of you who are just dialing in, we are live from Lagos, Blog Talk Radio in association with Looking Glass Entertainment. You can dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to talk to me, Genesis Amaris Kemp. We're trying to be intentional to a purposeful and mission-driven life because we are all on a mission and we are all here for a purpose, and you don't want your purpose to expire and end up in the graveyard because you chose to play it safe. You chose to allow your dreams, your gifts, your talents, and your visions to end up in the graveyard because you were too afraid of what people were going to think, what people were going to say, and you were too afraid to just take that leap of faith or take that jump and pull the parachute while you're on your way down. So when you think about mission-driven, remember that in order for a mission to be complete, all levels and tasks within each area and level must be complete before you see that elevation. For example, sometimes we are given a mission and task if we are working for somebody and they expect for us to complete it within a timely manner with no errors. For example, I spent 15 years in corporate America. 12 of those years were spent in the oil and gas and energy sector. When I had projects and projects that had pressing deadlines, they expected me to be done with my project before the deadline with no errors, because if there were errors, then it would take more time to go back and correct those errors, or my external stakeholders as well as internal stakeholders may look at me differently because they thought I had everything put together, but I made maybe one little error and it rocked them. So just think about it that way. So we all have personal tasks as well as professional tasks. Whether you are working that 9-to-5 job, building up somebody else's empire, legacy, and dreams while you're working on your own exit strategy to go into your own entrepreneurship journey or et cetera. And now I'm going to hit you with the scripture. Well, hold on. Before I go there, we have caller 7 in the queue. Caller 7, state your name and let me know where you're calling in. You're on air live with Genesis Amaris Kemp.
Miss Kemp, how are you doing this evening?
I am doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. First of all, I want to pay homage to it. This is Terrence Strength.
Hey, Terrence.
Hey, I'm doing okay. I'm really, really enjoying your show. I just want to send out my condolences to your family for your grandmother. I wasn't aware of your father a year ago, but I'm sending out condolences to your family. My prayers go out to you and your family on your loss. There's nothing like grandmothers. So I get
it. Thank you so much.
I'm really enjoying your show and your topic. Now, what is your question again, just very quickly?
So my question is, ignition and flames, what fuels you? What ignites your flames? What lights you up? What sparks those sparklers? And tie that back into being intentional to your purposeful and mission-driven life.
Well, that's kind of broad. when I think about my life, my goal is to try to free people or to help to free those around me and to spread outwards through increasing their awareness of what's really going on down here. You know what I'm saying? And that's my goal. That's my journey for myself and all that I went through to get to this point is basically what I talk about now and trying to help others to see it. And when I think about, you know, my journey with ONE, it has really accelerated me with that purpose in this regard, that, you know, I'm wearing the jacket more and more of trying to be an example and trying to impact those that are around me to look at what's going to reconcile what's going on very differently so that we can better navigate this realm and what's going on and more about finding the God within, you know? So I feel like that's my purpose. That's what I'm moving towards. And that's what I see. You know, I'm always talking about what are the markers that we all have around us. You know, what, you know, the people that are around you, everyone that comes into your life has a message for you. It's up for you to figure out what that message is. And to also to be able to understand who these people represent in your life. And what that message is. So that's the approach I try to take. That's the example I try to be, and I try to teach those around me to look at it in a similar way so that they can move with more purpose and ease. That's what I think is my purpose.
And thank you so much, Terrence, for sharing that is your purpose, because as long as you know what your purpose is, you're not going to fall victim to what other people tell you about your purpose, because your purpose has been placed inside of you for a set time and a reason. And until your purpose is complete, that's when your expiration date on this earth will expire and you will be taken up to, you know, your heavenly area so you could continue your work there. So, Terrence, whenever you think about mission-driven, would you say that your mission is really tied to your purpose and your purpose is tied to your passion?
Absolutely. I feel that I'm built for it, that I'm still evolving. All of us are. And I feel that, you know, I am certainly built for what I'm doing and growing in that regard, and my psychology seems to match that and everything. And the biggest thing for me that's the proof is the impact, is my ability to influence or the impact I'm having on those that are in my circumference. And I think that goes for all of us. I mean, a lot of us have impact on those around us in a negative way, and many of us impact those in a positive way. And I can see that, you know. So for me, that's a marker that I'm on the right track. Of course, I'm a work in progress, just like most of us, but at least I know that I'm on the right track, you know, and that's what's really important.
Beautiful said. And then one more question before I let you go, Terrence. So are you familiar with the Kairos and the Chronos, those terminology?
No, I'm not.
No worries. So, you know, Chronos, that is the chronological timing for us here in the natural realm, and the Kairos is God's timing and his way of doing things in the kingdom realm. So if we think about it that way, you could also break down purposeful and mission-driven life that way, because you know, just like we have a set time for seed time, we have a set time for harvest time, and we also have a time for time itself in between when we plant the seed and when we're going to reap a harvest. We have to take that time in order for things to cultivate and work behind the scenes. So sometimes when we're operating in the Chronos, we're operating on world time. Whenever God may be operating on the Kairos, he's operating on times in the supernatural, and the supernatural is going to intercede with the natural. And when the supernatural intercedes with the natural, that's also another way that we can see that our purpose is on track and things are being sped up, but we have to be able to look for those things. And really, how do we look for those things? In my opinion, I feel like we have to get plugged into the source. And who is the source? The source is God, and the source is also the Word of God, the Bible. Some people will break down the Bible as the basic instructions before leaving Earth. I'm not sure if you've heard that before, but it's also another way of looking at things from a different vantage point.
Absolutely.
Yes. So, Terrence, I want you to shout out when your next show is and how the listeners can connect with you.
My next show is tomorrow night, actually. It's tomorrow night. It's the Know Your Right Show. It's the Know Your Right Show with Terry Smith. It's tomorrow night on Block Talk Radio at 9:30. I'll be on Facebook Live at 9:05, and we're discussing the Seth book number 2, The Nature of the Psyche. Yep. Tomorrow night.
Thank you so much, Terrence, and thank you so much for always calling in and giving me support. And good luck to your show tomorrow, and thank you for the condolences of my grandmother who passed yesterday, and as well as my father who passed 9 months ago in November. So I really want to thank you for acknowledging that. So for those of you, that was Terrence. He is a 2020 Sonia Griffin Award-winning ONE New Host of the Year, Terrence Strength. And his show is on tomorrow, so make sure you dial in at 516-453-9133 at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, 8:30 p.m. Central, and plug into some goodness with him tomorrow. For those of you who are just tuning in, let me reset the conversation. We're talking about being intentional to a purposeful and mission-driven life, with the theme being ignition and flames. What fuels you, what ignites your flames, what lights you up, and what sparks those sparklers in your life. In Psalm 139, verse 16, out of the New Living Translation, it says, "Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the day ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." So the way I analyzed that was, God saw us before he even formed us as a body, before he even formed us to place us in our mother's womb. And he already knew what our life was going to be like, because there was purpose for us, and that's why each one of us needed to be created. Then he put us in the book. And then before you knew it, everything came to fruition. That is how I interpret it. If you have another interpretation of Psalms 139, verse 16, make sure you call in and let's dissect that, because we're all here to educate one another, to inspire and motivate each other. So we are going to head on over to the next track after this by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame disc jockey enshrinee, Honeybee Olasky. Hit that beat, DJ.
child. I'm perfectly made.
Courtney Ramirez with Perfectly Loved. For those of you just dialing in, you can dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. Caller 8, you are on the air with Genesis Amaris Kemp. Caller 8.
Hello.
Hi, yes, how are you?
I'm doing fine. This is Cheryl LeGrand. How are you? And my condolences.
Thank you so much.
The topic that you was talking about, I was listening to, and one of the things that I learned on my journey, hurt kids become hurt adults. And my purpose is, you know, I was divorced 8 years ago. I wanted to show my kids strength. A lot of times we go to man instead of go to God. We let our emotions conflict with the mission that God has for us. And I wanted to show them that even though things didn't go accordingly, we went from a house to an apartment, if you keep your mind focused, even in the trial and tribulation, you can grow. We have to teach our kids this because when we come in conflict, we bring that spirit on to them. A lot of times, you know, when I started writing my book, I started bitter, but it became a healing process because a lot of times what we want might not be what God wants. And a lot of times he shut the door and we emotional, but a lot of times them doors are to grow us and he closes so he can develop us and transform us. And that's what he had to do for me. So what I did instead of becoming bitter for all the women around the world or singles, I wanted to show them in your brokenness, you can become great. Do your trials and tribulations, do your mistake. But the only way we're going to do that is let God help us and guide us. And that is my mission. My mission is to show the youth and my kids, guess what? Even if you fall, you can get back up. Even if you make a mistake, you can continue to grow. But if you live in the past or what somebody said or who they're around, you will never grow. So we can't let our emotions conflict with the purpose that God has for us. And during that process of being hard for single women, we can't blame the man, well, he didn't do this and he didn't do that, because then you are still missing the point what God is trying to do. So I had to take my eyes off of him, put my eyes on God, and say, you know what, if there's another Shura out there, it can be done with Lucas. It can be done with my age. It can be done through mistakes, because our youth is our future. What legacy are we planning for them? I don't want another recycle, a repeat of something not working. I want a repeat of their mind changing, their mindset, and let them know that all things are possible. And that should always be our mission. It should never be about us. It should always be about somebody else instead of being selfish. When we selfish, we cannot grow. We let man enter, because I was married. Instead of me focusing on God, I focused on my husband. There's nothing wrong with that, but we always supposed to have order. So to me, that is my purpose, my mission, and my light. My light is the youth. They are our future. And we do have to be careful of the spirit that we are thrown out. So when we negative about our partner, we already killing our kid. We don't have to say nothing. They'll see it for themselves. So I pray that any woman that's listening, that's single, you're broken, he's not there. And when God shut a door, whether it's a man or woman, start clapping your hands. Because we ask God to show us, but we get mad when he tells us. So that is, you know, how I feel with the topic, that my light is the kids. Every generational cycle, turn it to a generational greatness, a mindset changing, a moving. Guess what? I can do it, instead of a repeat what they have seen.
Thank you so much, Cheryl, because you really unpacked a lot. That was like a masterclass, because It is so true, because in life we go through transitions, but those transitions are to be transformational for each one of us. And there definitely has to be an order in life. And I like that you say that, you know, God has to be first, then your family, and everything else will follow suit. But whenever things are out of order, there also comes havoc, there comes disobedience, and other things enter. We also have to be mindful of who we are connected to spiritually as well as physically, because, you know, spirits do transfer, spirits do leap, and we also have to make sure that we're being connected to the right people at the right time in the right season in our life that we're getting ready to walk into. So I want to thank you so much, Cheryl, for coming on here and sharing what your purpose is, what your mission is, and how you are planting the seeds in the younger generation, because they are the future leaders. So I want to thank you for sowing the seeds in the youth today and letting them know that there is purpose in your life. You can be great. You will be great. And I want to thank you for the things that you do on the forefront as well as behind the scenes. And thank you again for your condolences for my grandmother. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I want to say this. Thank you all for giving all of us an opportunity to come up here, because all of us that are speaking, we all have, everybody says something great. And the young man, and them who did the poet, it's not a one-man show, is why I love coming up here. You all give everybody. It's not about me or nobody. And this is truly powerful, to give so many people around the world to express themselves. A lot of people don't have that. So this platform, it is truly a blessing to so many. So thank you all for allowing me and so many others to get up here, because this is the only way some people can express themselves. So I want to thank everybody that is part of you all, and just, you know, thank you for this blessed opportunity.
Thank you so much. We're definitely a team here at ONE Dynasty, and I would go without remiss if I didn't thank DJ Olasky, because he does so much things for us behind the scenes as well as the forefront. So thank you again, Cheryl, and thank you for giving us all our flowers while we're able to have them bloom, metaphorically speaking. So I'm going to jump back in to this fire segment. So when we begin to go through a transition that is transformational, it is a reminder that the mission and objective is shifting. Are you doing good? Are you leaving the world in a better place than you found it? Are you being unapologetically you with no strings attached? A mission requires you to be strategic, focused, determined, persistent, open to learning new things, and have leadership. But most importantly, I want each one of you who are listening by the waves of this radio station to be intentional to a purposeful and mission-driven life, because we all have something that fuels us, that inspires us. We all have something that ignites our flames, whether it's reading the Word of God, whether it's being plugged in to gospel music, CHH, which is Christian hip-hop, or being plugged in to what makes us a better human being. What makes us a fit for humanity, and how are we living our life accordingly to not just live it for ourselves, but to help others, to plant those seeds. We all have something that sparks the sparklers inside of us. Those sparkles could be a twinkling in your eye. Those sparklers could be something that causes you to jump up out of bed and have a smile on your face. That those sparkles could be your gratitude, what you're grateful for on a daily basis. It could be your affirmations. It looks something different for each one of us, because we are all destined for greatness. We are all here for a reason. We are all here for a purpose. And like all the songs you heard today that were played, Alicia Keys, Girl on Fire, Andy Mineo and Lecrae, Coming in Hot, Tarin Wells, God Is Not Done With You, Courtney Ramirez, Perfectly Loved, all of these songs were picked for a specific reason, the lyrics ushered in right. The lyrics spoke to each one of you differently, and it caused something inside of you to get stirred. And I want you to be stirred, because when you're stirred, you're able to really ignite something inside of you. Something begins to turn. Something inside of you begins to be birthed. And before you know it, that birthing process takes place outwardly. You already went through the inward work, so now it's manifesting outwardly. So I want to ask you, as we begin to close and wind down, are you living or are you existing? Are you taking leaps of faith? Are you walking out the mission that you have been called to? Are you aligning your passion with your purpose, with your destiny, assignment, and calling? And if you were to pass today, what would you want your obituary to read like? Would you want people to say, he did this, she did that, she gave back, he gave back, he was compassionate, he built bridges, he built so many things for the youth, for the elderly, for so many things. You planted those seeds and you reaped a harvest. What would you want that to look like? And challenge yourself, because when you challenge yourself that way, it's a way for you to hold yourself accountable, for you to really keep yourself in check, for you to go through that equilibrium, which is that homeostasis, that balance. And in life, we all have to find a balance. But most importantly, we have to be us. Stop trying to be the next man or woman because you see them on social media flexing, because you see them on the news, because you see them on TV, because you don't know what they had to do to get what they have. Be who you were created to be, and know that you're always going to be a WIP, work in progress. As long as you're living, as long as you're breathing, as long as you are here on earth, you have to go through the refining process, because times change, seasons change, and we as individuals must be evolving on a basis. Because if we're not learning, then we're not growing. If we're not being challenged, then we're remaining stagnant. If we're not being called to higher levels and higher dimensions, and if it doesn't scare us, that means that we're thinking too small. Your dreams and your visions should scare you. They should cause you to stretch, because you want to stretch beyond your comfort zone. You want to stretch beyond where you are, because your mission is big. So allow your light to shine and illuminate darkness. My name is Genesis Amaris Kemp. I am the author of Chocolate Drop in Corporate America, From the Pit to the Palace, a motivational speaker, the podcaster of Gems with Genesis Amaris Kemp, and I'm also a mindset hack coach, where I walk you through how to get unstuck. I help you look for ways that you were stagnant and boost your confidence so you could rise up to the level and the expectations that you have for your life. It's no more time for you to be boxed in. You weren't born in a box. You weren't created in a box. So it's time for you to pop, prepared on purpose. Because there's something great inside of you. And let me be the one to pull it out of you so you could rise and be the top of your echelon. You're in competition with no one but yourself. Now we're going to head on over to Ngozi time.
Thank you.
I tell you, you really know how to set the mood. I tell you, sometimes that song just resonates. It's just like God say, you want to keep running in and out of his life. Like the question was asked, Ricardo asked, sometimes we ask, where is God?
we should never have to ask that question because he's always with us. He's in us. In Genesis 2 and 7, he say he breathed the breath of life in you. So that means a part of him is in you. I tell you, Genesis, I have truly, truly enjoyed this show on tonight. You are amazing. You are amazing. I have enjoyed this. Condolence to your family. I tell you, I definitely know that journey because I definitely had to deal with that myself. So I thank you for your perseverance. I thank you for your resilience. You talked about flames, about the word flame. A lot you talked about tonight that resonated with me. And I had to pinch myself and be like, okay, is that Genesis or is that you, Angela? Because you said a lot of the things that I say. But I enjoyed this show. I thank you. I thank you for all the knowledge that you dropped. But you said flame on tonight. Flame. Do you have the fear of God? That's what the F stands for. The L, are you willing to continue to learn? Or do you think you have reached the point to where you can't learn anymore? Are you showing love? Are you leading? Or are you willing to be led? Are you moving in the ancestor anointing? That's what the A stands for in the M. Are you motivating somebody to reach milestones, change their mindset in order to reach the mission that they've been placed here on this earth to do? Are you here to help somebody evolve? Are you willing to let that ego go? That's what flame means to me. That's what was dropped in my spirit as this young lady was speaking on tonight. But I want to thank everyone that has tuned in tonight to this amazing show. I want to thank our ONE family. First, I want to thank everyone that tune in on a constant basis and support us. Everyone that do not think it robbery to press that one and share their thoughts and what's on their mind. Thank you for pressing that one. And I definitely want to shout out my ONE family, the host that pressed one on tonight, shared their thoughts, their opinions, and shout out their shows. I want to encourage you to continue to be a team player. Keep walking in purpose and sharing your truth. Continue to lead by example. If you didn't press one tonight, I want to encourage you to press one. Join the conversation. Shout out your show. Let people know who you are. We are a family, and this is what we do here at ONE. We show support. I am your commissioner, Angela Thomas-Smith. You can follow me on Linktree. I am the queen of collaboration. I truly believe in collaborating. My next show is September the 22nd. I love you guys, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Be blessed.
Our Commissioner Angela Thomas-Smith tonight. And, of course, for all the folks that listen to ONE Dynasty on a constant basis, we thank you. You know why? Because we congratulate Genesis Amaris Kemp on her fourth ONE syndicated station all-time connection record tonight. Third consecutive. It's been a wonderful ride with Genesis. Very proud of her and her continuance of excellence. We don't take what they give us. We take what we want. We're here to touch people and to change people. And tomorrow night, we got another outstanding person. The 2020 Sonya Griffin Award winner. For all you guys around the world that don't know what it is, that is the ONE new host, linear new host of the year. A man that has accomplished a whole lot. Mr. Terrence Strip. Tomorrow night with Know Your Rights, right here on these ONE stations. And, of course, Beverly Nation is advertising through ONE, which is Ola Deli and Gozi Enterprise Reach, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as in Gozi Primetime 1 at bevnet.com. We're in Gozi Time both for Twitter and Instagram. Ola Deli and Gozi at Pinterest and Google+. Ola Deli and Malay with Gozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, Gems, as well as the historic Beverly Nation Online Radio established 2013. Any comments, suggestions? So our wonderful program tonight, olay, Donnie goes with my and gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's faith producer also, all the little accolades that the world has given me, and I thank you so much for that. The 2019 Disc Jockey Enshrinee for the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame. And on June 7th, I was enshrined. Finally, the 2021 Producing Enshrinee for that same hall. I want to thank all the folks. I want to say my little testimony tonight. Thank you so much. and National Radio Committee, Senior Committee, and voted me into the Hall of Fame because it's not just that enshrinement that means more to me. Without our listeners and followers, we are nothing. I am Oladele Malewengozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. We are climbing close to 2,900 episodes, getting to 3,000 before this year is done. We go back to tonight's standard bearer, the all-time leader. For the next 2 minutes left to go in this program, Genesis Amaris Kemp.
Thank you so much, Oladele. Thank you so much, Commissioner Angela Thomas-Smith, as well as the rest of the family for all the incredible things you do behind the scenes and for your shows. I also want to thank all the listeners who have tuned in tonight to spend a little over an hour with us here to listening to Be Intentional with a Purposeful and Mission-Driven Life. We are all here together. You are not alone, but we definitely have to cultivate who we are so we can know how to be connected to the right people at the right time in the right seasons. Once again, my name is Genesis Amaris Kemp, the author of Chocolate Drop in Corporate America, From the Pit to the Palace, the podcaster of Gems with Genesis Amaris Kemp, and I am also a motivational speaker and coach. You could connect with me on Instagram at Genesis Amaris Kemp, on Facebook at Genesis Amaris Kemp, on Clubhouse at Genesis A Kemp, as well as anywhere you listen to your podcast. You could catch my show, Gems, that's G-E-M-S, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, as well as some of the other major brands. And you could also see the video recording segments by heading on over to YouTube, where I need you to take this action step and subscribe to Gems with Genesis Amaris Kemp on YouTube. Without you and without your support, I will not be able to spread the mission as far as I do. Remember that you are a part of the mission. We are connected, and you are here for a purpose. I definitely want to challenge you to come back and listen to all the incredible hosts here at ONE Dynasty. We are a community. We are building together, and we are all here for a mission. Your voice can be heard, but you have to dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. Don't discount or discredit your voice. Your voice has power. You need to share your story because it happened to you, but it also happened for you. And we are here to embrace and love on one another. And let me just close out with these questions so you could definitely reflect on them as you end your evening. When we are being intentional to a purposeful and mission-driven life, ask yourself, what fuels you? What ignites your flames? What lights you up? And what sparks those sparklers? How does God speak to you? Does he speak to you in a song? Does he speak to you in words? Does he speak to you by the people that are connected to you? Does he speak to you in dreams? Or does he speak to you whenever you have those gut instincts, that discernment? How does he speak to you? Now, ask yourself, are you living or are you existing? What is your purpose? Now go a little bit deeper. Ask yourself, who am I? Who is Genesis Amaris Kemp? Who is Angela Thomas-Smith? Who is Jerry Petito? Who is Ricardo? Who is Dr. Kimya Nauru? Who are you? We're all here for a mission. So never discount or discredit who you are, the season that you're in, and what you were created for. Make sure you have a blessed and prosperous evening. And go out and be great because somebody needs you to stand up. Let your light shine and illuminate darkness. Once again, my name is Genesis Amaris Kemp, You can connect with me on social media at Genesis Amaris Kemp on Facebook and Instagram, and head on over to Clubhouse. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, Gems with Genesis Amaris Kemp, and the YouTube channel, which is Gems with Genesis Amaris Kemp. Sending you lots of love, peace, and blessings. You got this, you're great, and your destiny is even greater. Love you all. Thank you again.